It was horrible news out of Norway, where five people were killed in a bow and arrow attack, two others injured. Just a horrific news. And that news broke as we were trying to do a story about Norway that was remarkable, that the entire country is going to go to 100% electric vehicles early next year, a country with a similar climate to ours. So we called the ambassador to Norway, Jon Fredriksen, the ambassador designate, and he joins us now. Hello, Ambassador.
Hello, and thank you for having me on the show.
I think my son and your son are friends. You know
that's
that.
True. They are.
Yes. This is what we realized, that when you moved here, my son and your son became good friends. I think your son's been at our place many times, so which is great. So, see, now I know you as a father, but I also know you as an ambassador. And I speak to you both as a father and an ambassador. A pleasure to be here. Before we get to the kind of positive story about Norway, and I just want to send our condolences out to the people of Norway. Can you give us any details about this bow and arrow attack, which seems so horrific and frightening?
Well, thank you. Well, it's a really terrible thing that happened last night in Norway. It's I think already a big trauma for Norwegians in general, and not least for the people of the town of Kongsberg, who had lived through this nightmare last night. And I would just like to say thanks to all Canadians who have expressed their sympathies this morning for the victims and their families. So thank all for that, and including members of government and parliament. So thanks to everyone. I don't think I should go into details here in any way, because it seems there's an ongoing investigation. There are new details coming out in the Norwegian press all the time, and the police are giving press conferences nonstop. So I would just like to refer to what the Norwegian police are saying and what the Ministry of Justice is saying about this issue right now. So people should just follow the news.
Well, we are. Five people killed, two wounded in a bow and arrow attack. It, of course, brought back to mind the horrific attack in 2011 where the killer, I'm not even going to name him because I don't think he deserves the infamous name, killed 77 people, mostly young people at that camp. And that was one of the most horrific massacres we'd ever seen. And then you get this kind of horrific situation. Just last question on this, Ambassador, if I may. Is this considered yet, or is it being investigated yet, as a terrorist attack? I know the suspect's in custody.
The latest news from the police is that they are looking into that possibility. However, from what I can judge from the news so far, it may not necessarily look that way. At least it seems that the person that has been apprehended for this crime at this point is a disturbed person, as far as I can gather from what has been said. So it may not be the same kind of terror attack that we had in 2011, but we'll see what the investigation shows. The Norwegian security police are still looking into it.
All right. Well, listen, our thoughts are with the people of Norway, and this is a terrible, terrible tragedy, and obviously the world is looking at that. As you know, I invited you on to speak about what we thought was a good story when this attack happened. You know, Canadians are talking about phasing out fossil fuel cars and moving to electric vehicles. Norway is going to beat its projection and hit 100% electric vehicles by what, early next year? So, first of all, how is that happening, and is that ahead of schedule?
Well, thank you. Thank you for asking. And first of all, I would just like to say that what the latest development when it comes to sales of electrical vehicles shows is that in the incentives that has been in place now for the last few years really seems to work. Just to be precise, what seems to be happening is that the sales of electrical vehicles has picked up much more rapidly this year than was expected. So what the figure shows now is that in September, 9 out of 10 vehicles, that is non-utility, private-owned vehicles that are sold, are now electrical. So if that was to continue into 2022, in theory, there would be no more fossil fueled cars sold as of April of 2022. Now, I think that is a mathematical projection. That's probably not what's going to be happening in practice because, first of all, a lot of utility vehicles are still fossil fuel, of course. And what is more, Norway has a very big secondhand market for cars. We have extremely high taxes on cars. So cars are almost double as costly as they are in Canada.
But new cars, less than 5% of cars sold this year are gas powered, and 9 out of 10 new cars, basically by next year, are going to be electric or at least rechargeable. That's pretty remarkable.
It's very remarkable, and I think if you look at the year as a whole, 2021, there's been 62% fully electrical vehicles sold, or if you look at the total market, which was also remarkable, and new cars, privately owned, 9 out of 10 in September. So we'll see how it goes. The government has earlier said that it wanted to phase out the sale of new fossil cars by 2025. That's the political goal.
Yeah.
And that is also, we have a new government actually coming in today in Norway after our general elections early in September. And they say the same thing, that the ultimate goal is to phase out the fossil cars by 2025. If that happens earlier because of the market, I mean, that's great. I mean, that just means that the politics that has been in place for quite a long time is working.
And so Canadians are listening to this, and I just have a couple minutes. One of the things that first of all, does it for folks to say, hey, we've got a bigger country and longer distances, true, but Norway's got a very similar climate to us. Hmm. So the winter hasn't been a problem. But the big thing to encourage is, like, how is this happening? Yes, I know Norway's is wealthy now, but after long years where it wasn't. But the big, I guess, incentive was if you buy an electric car, you're exempt from a 25% tax that others have. It's called the VAT tax or a value-added tax. So the incentives are huge. What incentives, what other big incentives are there to make the switch?
Well, I think the economic incentives have been essential. The exemption from the VAT, definitely. Also, there has been incentives on the mandatory insurance. The tariffs has been lower. Also, in the big cities, it has been allowed to drive your electrical vehicles in the bus lanes if you're commuting.
All right.
And also gradually the CO2 tax on fossil fuel has increased. So it's become increasingly more expensive to drive a diesel car or a petrol car.
Amazing.
And there have been other incentives as well. So this is, I think, the main explanation, because as you say, the climate it's not necessarily ideal for electrical cars. But also, the infrastructure has followed suit, so there are more and more charging stations.
Right.
And I just looked at the program from our new incoming government that they will also increase the plans to build charging stations in all municipalities. So there is really sort of a broad effort.
And now you're getting an Ambassador Fredriksen. Great to have you on the program, the Ambassador of Norway. To Canada from Norway. And Norway, who's basically new cars are going electric. And you think the Americans are paying attention? Well, during the Super Bowl, Cadillac hired the great comedian Will Ferrell, and Norway was the feature. This is what it sounds like to be the leader of a business where everyone's following you.
Here's Will Ferrell. Did you know that Norway sells way more electric cars per capita than the U.S.? Norway. Well, I won't stand for it.
Norway. Thank you, Norway, leading the pack. I really appreciate it, Ambassador. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me, man.
My pleasure.